Breaking Bad has earned a large and devoted fan base over the last 5 years. The final season's first episode alone had 5.9 million viewers. The show has put the Duke City in the national spotlight, but Lyons says Breaking Bad's creator, Vince Gilligan, originally planned to shoot in California.
The shift happened because of the tax incentives. What they didn't know at the time, and what Vince really embraced, was the whole sense of being in New Mexico, and specifically in Albuquerque. And that became, to some extent, a character on the show. You know, the light, the desert vistas, the very basic America milieu that they found themselves in got embraced, and it had not been overly shot, and certainly hadn't been shot from the kind of perspective that Breaking Bad brought to it. Not always flattering, but always unique.
Talk about the show's economic impact. The production spent $1 million per episode in the economy.
Roughly, we spent $1 million a week when we were in production locally. That's for salaries. That's for materials. That's for supplies. It's for food. You know, we feed 120 to 150 people a day on the show, two meals. We rent the cars locally. We put people up in hotels.
Some people bought homes.
A few people bought homes, and people who were on the show, who were local, bought homes. So the ripple effect of that, of providing a very good living, because these are not minimum wage jobs. These are jobs that start basically at $20 to $30 an hour, right in that range. And it has an impact on the restaurants here and on the clothing stores. We have promoted within. We've given real skill sets to huge numbers of people. I think we've had an impact both from a dollar standpoint. I think that culturally people know Albuquerque as the home of Breaking Bad. That's not a bad thing. If people are coming here as tourists, they're going to be coming here for the next 10 years watching this show. The full economic impact of Breaking Bad will not really be known by Albuquerque for a long time.
Did Vince Gilligan have the entire narrative arc planned out?
No, he did not. I mean, there's a super arc that the story of Walt was going to start with him as a Mr. Chips, and it was going to end with him as Scarface. But the stops along the way, some of them were known, some of them were not known.
This show asks you to watch a man make all the wrong choices and pull his family down with him toward destruction. Why does something like that have such a rabid fan base?
The magic of Breaking Bad is the involvement that everybody somehow feels with Walter White, and this is to Vince Gilligan's genius. When he started writing and coming up with the idea of the show, America was in an incredible period of prosperity, and it had been continuing for a lot of years, and the story of somebody who had been left behind was perhaps more singular. When we started doing the pilot in January of 2007, that marked the beginning of the descent of America, you know, which has hopefully been reversed economically. And so his story of getting left out really became the feeling that a lot of people were having in the collapse of the economy and the collapse of the housing market, that they just couldn't seem to make it. Walter White took the road that most of us, thankfully, don't take. He made morally bad decisions as an expedient way of handling his problems. And I think that the involvement that the audience may have is to see somebody who did take the wrong path. And then, again, back to Vince's vision, is that every decision that Walter White makes has a consequence. This is, in fact, although a violent universe, a moral universe. No one does something bad and gets away with it. Absolutely nobody in the universe of Breaking Bad. And that, I think, is what we would really like to see happen. We'd like to see the bad guys get punished.
Can you give us any insights what's going to happen to Mr. White?
No. But I will say this. I really think in my heart of hearts that the ending of Breaking Bad sticks the landing and will be the bar that other shows, as they complete their run, will have to jump over. I think it's that appropriate, solid, brilliant.
Stuart Lyons was the line producer on Breaking Bad. He oversaw day-to-day operations for the AMC series that was set and filmed in Albuquerque. He's back in New Mexico working on a new series for NBC called The Night Shift, a drama about ex-Army doctors set in San Antonio, Texas. For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick.